There are ongoing attacks on the Polish people in our community. I want to speak to the Polish consul, Jerome Mullen. Jerome, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You must be alarmed at this, I suppose, example yet again of how minority communities can be targeted. But I was just looking there on the internet at a variety of statements and interviews that you've done over the last number of years. There's absolutely nothing new with targeting the Poles here.
I'm afraid not, Frank, and it's very regrettable that that is what has been happening, that ever since they came here, and particularly in the years over the last 3 or 4 years, there have been quite a number of attacks on the Polish community. Why it is happening and why the Polish community were targeted is really a very perplexing and very hard to understand. Why such a community with such a history would be targeted by any of our communities here in Northern Ireland? Very hard to understand.
What can be done? Because we've got these examples, and in the past the police have looked at loyalist paramilitaries and they've put the spotlight on loyalist paramilitaries being involved. And then, you know, if we look at the history actually of, you know, where, for example, where the UVF originates from, there's that very moving example when the Polish president tragically died, where the 36th Ulster Division, so steeped in the true history of the Ulster Volunteer Force, they were sending you letters and explaining how sympathetic they were to the position of the Polish people. Yet and all, some Neanderthals who would associate themselves with loyalism and, I suppose, give a despicable ring to ordinary, decent loyalists who would be loyal to the Queen, they've no understanding of the contribution the Poles made to the great place that Britain is.
Absolutely. In fact, actually, I mean, I think you've hit so many nails on the head there in relation to that. I mean, they need a very steep education in history, and they don't know their history, because if they did, they would never do what they have done to the Polish community, who, as you point out, fought in the Second World War so bravely. There was a 303 squadron that was based in Ballyhalbert in North Down. There was the Battle of Britain. I mean, the Poles played a very, very brave and famous role within that particular battle. And you mentioned the president who lost his life, you know, in Smolensk, when he went to commemorate the 22,000 Poles who were murdered in Katyn Wood by Stalin. That, I mean, and, you know, there is that huge history there, yet these thugs, that because that's all they are, could carry out these attacks on Polish family, innocent Polish families, who have come here to work hard, to provide their skills, and to earn a living for their families, and they're treated like this. It is really shocking.
Racism in general, is it getting out of control here?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as that it is getting out of control. It is a serious problem. There is absolutely no doubt at all about that. And if you look at the police statistics, they're saying there has been a 40% increase in racist attacks over the last year. Now, that's a very serious statistic, and it needs to be addressed and addressed properly. And I don't believe that it is being properly addressed. In the first place, it's not that the political parties or even our government, our executive, can solve this problem alone. They can't. But at least they could give the leadership that is required. And I don't believe that leadership is there at the moment. And it's needed.
Jerome Mullen, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.